Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a problem with a fraud because I did not complete an order, and it's something that finished it out for me without my permission. And I was charged five something initially for a bag for delivery. And then I was charged for $67.32 for something else that I didn't understand from your same group. And I want a refund for that right away, a full refund.
Okay, and just to be sure this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address?
Lee Henderson, 1679 Indian Hills Drive, Moorhaven, Florida, 33471.
Okay, so I see that on December 17th, you placed an order for a tactical bag paying $574 for shipping.
No, I didn't. I almost did, but I decided not to. I realized that I would get... I know what it shows.
It shows that you were it was delivered on December 23rd at 10:06 a.m. at the front desk or the mailroom.
Well, I don't care where it was delivered because I did not actually order it because I stopped at the end. I decided not to go ahead with the order because I saw I was going to be responsible for more than just. So I decided not to. I remembered distinctly that I did not finish that order. So I say there's a fraud involved, and I need a refund of that $67.
Okay, sir. Well, since you do recall placing the order, we would not be able to proceed with fraud.
No, I did not place the order, ma'am. You're missing my point.
But you were on the website to place the order, so we still would not be able to proceed with fraud. Now, the account has been canceled, so this does prevent all future charges. Now, with you agreeing to the terms, I can issue you a 35% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
I'm asking for a full refund, ma'am. I did not place that order, and I did pay shipping, apparently. I won't fuss about that. And if I got that bag and you want me to send it back, I will.
Well, due to safety guidelines, we can't accept the products back. Now, with you agreeing to the terms, the best that we can do would be a 50% refund. You should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with that cancellation number. Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Yes. 2634.
33.
Okay.
490.
Well, I'm pretty upset about getting that ordered when I did not do that final operation to do the order. So why it went through anyway is very mysterious to me, and I'm very upset about it. I wouldn't buy anything from your company if you paid me to do it now.
And I do apologize for any misunderstanding, sir.
No, not a misunderstanding, a fraud. Somebody else finish that order. I did not. That's my whole point. What's the name of your company?
Consumer Gadgets.
How do you spell gadgets?
I'm sorry?
How do you spell gadgets?
G-A-D, as in dog, G-E-T-S.
Okay. And is there a direct number I can call you back if I need to?
You'll just call this same number.
I don't have your number, ma'am.
The same number that you just called, sir.
I had to wait 10 minutes twice because the first one hung up on me. So I don't want to have to wait again. I want to be able to call your fraud department direct.
Oh, I do apologize, sir. We don't have a direct number. You just called the same number back.
Yes, you do.
No, sir, we don't. You just called the same number back.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe you.
Well, I do apologize, sir.
Well, I better see that 50% refund and no more charges, or I'm going to really throw a fit.
Yes, sir. The account is canceled. You should see that refund within 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
I just don't want to have to talk to you again about this.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.